Bill Craig with the Bill Craig team of RE/MAX Realty Associates today. Bill, good to see you.
Likewise, Jim. Good to be here.
We are into August and talking a little bit before we got started here. And as you said, anytime something's going on in the world that kind of gets people shaken a little bit, that's good for interest rates.
It is. Right now, if you've been sitting on the fence waiting for a great rate, it's here today. You can get a 30-year fix under 4% again, 15-year close to 3%, a little bit above that. Mm-hmm. So the money is out there available, and it's priced very, very well.
So this would be a good time if you're looking at getting, as you said, off the fence and purchasing. You can't beat the rates right now too much.
You cannot at all.
We're into August. The main prime season has gone, but it's kind of a second season coming upon us as far as real estate goes.
Yes, obviously prime time in the real estate market is going to be from March through July. August, we typically see a little bit of a slowdown. The last part of July and the early part of August, that's, if you think about it, local people that are looking to buy homes are probably getting the last summer vacations knocked out before school starts. So we see a little bit of a dip in the showing activity, but we always see it come back the latter part of August or first part of September. So I always figure that we have a second season that runs through the fall, and we have a wonderful market here in Champaign-Urbana. So if you've been thinking about selling the house or buying, there's still plenty out there, and it's a great time to do it.
Is it different buyers, say, when you get into March and April compared to late August, September? Is it a different kind of buyer that's out there looking?
That's a great question. I would say we probably are seeing more people that might be transferring into the area. It could be more job-related. But still, folks may have some situations changed here locally that they're now at the point that they're ready to move, make that next step up purchase, or maybe start buying rental properties, investment properties. It's a good time to be doing that, too.
If we've had our house on the market, we sat all summer, we had showings, nothing happened, what do we need to be thinking about?
If you've been the bridesmaid but not the bride, it's time to call your realtor and sit down and just kind of look at where you're at pricing-wise, review the comments from the showings that you've had. If there's some painting you need to do, maybe do that. Look at changing out some floorings. But it's time to sharpen the pencil and get priced competitively with the competition.
If we're looking to get that second season buyer, look at coming on the market right now, what are some things we should be doing?
I would encourage that when you meet with your realtor and when you look at the pricing, I'd ask to go out and let's go look at the top four or five houses that you'd be competing with and put on your consumer glasses and go in and just say, how does our house compare to this one? How do we look, and is the value there?
Mm-hmm. Maybe we're not looking at right now, but maybe we've got some kids graduating high school, in the spring, and maybe we're downsizing a little bit next year. What can we kind of start thinking about, as we have kind of a little bit of time as we get into the fall and over the winter and be ready for next spring?
You can never have things too minimized. If you're thinking next spring might be the time, this is a great time where you don't have the pressure on yourself to start going through closets and pulling out things that maybe it's seasonal that you're not going to be wearing till next year, or maybe it's just done. Time to donate it, take it to Goodwill or Salt and Light or to the garbage can, and just kind of move those things out and look around the house if there's items of maintenance that need to be done. You might have an HVAC contractor come out and do a thorough inspection on your furnace and your air conditioning system. If you're in a rural property, and if you're on a septic system or an aeration unit, you may have those checked out as well.
And you don't have the pressure right now. You can actually just kind of make a checklist, give yourself something to do while you're holed up over the winter and can't get outside, really.
Absolutely. And most people have that mental list of things that if I could get around to it one of these days, I'll do it. I'd say write it down and set a date to have them knocked out.
Yeah, I read somewhere that someday is not a day in the week.
No, it's not. It's not.
Bill Craig with the Bill Craig team of RE/MAX Realty Associates today. If anybody wants to get in contact, maybe they're just thinking about, getting on the market or buying something, what's that first step as far as getting in contact?
Give me a call. My direct line telephone number is 217-373-4964. Or shoot an email to Bill Craig at RE/MAX.net, or just call our main office at 352-5700.
And you can come out and kind of look at somebody's house and kind of give them an idea of what they, where their money would best be invested to sell the house.
Absolutely. We're always willing to give an opinion on what might help fix up a house. We can bring you out a list of homes that, that if you were on the market today that you'd be in competition with and what sold in the last 6 to 12 months.
Bill Craig with the Bill Craig team of RE/MAX Realty. Thanks for coming in today.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it.